3S presents the OGs, a concert celebration of the original Pacifica opera singers, Sunday the 24th of March in Auckland. This Sunday, 3pm, Shed 10, Queen's Wharf in Auckland, as part of the Te Ahurei Toi o Tāmaki Auckland Arts Festival 2024. A once-in-a-lifetime concert with the pioneers of Pacific Opera, a veritable who's who of opera, coming home to sing and share their amazing stories. We're joined now on Pacific Days by Eselinga Sunny Muliaumasealii, creator and director, along with one of the superstars, Pacifica Opera superstars, Benjamin Martin. Kisi for a talanoa. Mā roswe fua, mā loile lei, and thank you both so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello, Brian.
Mā ro.
Eselinga, can we begin with you, please? An overview of the OG's performance this Sunday and lineup, yourself, of course, included.
Yes, it's a wonderful lineup. Each telling our own individual stories of what it's like to be a Pacifica opera singer over the last 40 years. Myself, Ben Markisi, Aivale Cole, soprano, Eddie Muliaumasealii, bass baritone, Deborah Waikapo, He'a Tangata Whenua, soprano, and Lotte Natukefu from the Kingdom of Tonga, and an orchestra conducted by Maestro Simon Eastwood. And Ofei Pese, the legacy choir from PRC Newton, made up from the original descendants of the original churchgoers. That's a real Ainga thing, it's a real legacy thing, and it's a beautiful story that we all share in participating and sharing with the public.
Eselinga, share with us the story of how this incredible ensemble, this Sunday's performance came to be, the origin and the concept. How did you come up with it?
Well, I mean, we all are Ainga, you know, so we've all known each other growing through the years, and it's just really inspiration. I take a lot of inspiration from my colleague and friend and cousin here, Ben Markisi, who I always see as someone who's just always performing. He always gets out there and does community stuff, does opera houses, is around the world, and I take inspiration from that. Also from my brother, Eddie, who does the same, and everyone else in the lineup. And I just thought, you know what? Let's get together to do something that would just be us, the original singers with Pacifica legacy. Let's just do something before things happen in life, because we all know life doesn't go on forever. And they all said yes. And here we are at Shed 10 on Sunday for the Auckland Arts Festival.
Ben, for you being part of this gigantic event, how does it feel? And also reuniting with your colleagues, your peers, your Pacifica opera family?
It's really great. I think one of the really good, great things that we've learned from this is that back in our days when we were all starting up, saying to our ainga, to our friends, to our family, that we're all going to be opera singers, I think everyone laughed and thought it was a joke. Whereas, you know, today and these days now, it's like Eddie said, it's kind of become the norm, where if someone says, I'm going to be an opera singer, yeah, the parents are like, yeah, lelenga, you know, that's a, you know, maloobito, that's, you know, saying awiko, yeah, that's really good. But, you know, back in the days when we said it, our parents didn't really agree with that kind of career. They wanted us to be doctors and stuff. But I also think that the journeys that we've all encountered, and also just hearing about our stories, is really, it's one of the magic about this whole show.
Yeah.
Eselinga, Ben, you know, for many of us, we'd be familiar with the likes of, you know, Sole Mio, who have had global success. But when you say 40 years of Pacifica opera singers going back and then again, you know, reuniting OG superstars, tell us a bit, please, about the history of Pacifica opera singers performing around the world.
Yes, well, I mean, we'll talk about Yosef Enari, the first Pacifica opera singer of note, and he was a pioneer back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I think that Ben and Aivale sang in classical Polynesia. It was one of the kind of very first things that combined opera with classical music, and that was
Pacific music.
Yeah, so yeah, well, we honor that, and it's great to have Ben and Aivale part of this. But also Daphne Collins, our first prima donna, with the most stunning. So we also pay tribute to to Daphne Collins as well. And we're just sort of following in line, holding hands together, standing on the stage and presenting our whakapapa and our personal stories of what it's like to be in the industry.
What do you think, both Silinga, Ben, what is it, maybe attributes or characteristics of Pasifika, Te Ngata Ole Moana, that makes us great singers and great opera singers?
There's a uniqueness in our voices, especially in Pacific Islanders. I always used to say when I used to travel around doing a couple of master classes, I used to think, with other nationalities, they could all sound the same. Each person sounds the same. But when you get a row of a group of Pacific Island singers, each person has their own uniqueness. And part of it comes with their culture and what their upbringings and stuff. I mean, you hear Fijians, you hear Tongans, you hear Samoans, you can hear the Rarotongans. There's a magic in each person's vocals, and part of it's their culture.
Yes, I agree. Also, we all sing all the time. You sing at church, sing at home, it's part of our angu, what a best of the best of the best. And also the Māori with their waiata. So it's part of our culture.
We are looking back at amazing Pasifika opera singers, but if you could both, how is the state of Pasifika opera singers currently, and who are some of the bright stars of the future of the future that are currently, performing around the world that we might not even know of?
Ben? Well, some of them I follow on social media. There's Felipe Tohi, there's people like
Felipe Manu.
Felipe Manu, sorry. Felipe Tohi is a sculptor.
But still an artist. He probably sings as well.
Sorry, Felipe Manu. There's a few Tongan names that are
There's a
there.
Rich, a guy called Rich.
Rich Bonini, he's from Cook Islands, yeah. And then you've got the Amatai brothers,
Yui.
they're from Samoa. And then you've got Moses,
Isabella Moore,
Benson Wilson,
Benson Wilson doing very well over there,
doing
and
really well. And
nice.
and then we've got some of the Malina DeVoe,
You and
Malina
Malena,
DeVoe, yeah,
Malena,
Malina DeVoe. There's so many now, and that's why, like Eddie said, it's become it's the norm,
That's
isn't it?
true.
Whereas,
Back then.
back then there was no like, oh, you can do it, you can count it on your hand. There was like
It was.
that many opera singers. So when you said, oh, what opera singers? Eddie, Sammy, myself. But now it's like so many, and it's great. It's really great to showcase. I mean, even what's his name? The young baritone bass?
Sorry,
Sorry,
we've gone
Sam?
back. But
They're all there.
however, also in the choir, the legacy choir, there's
Oh,
some
yeah.
beautiful singers in the choir. And yesterday,
Yeah.
Deborah Waikapu organized for some of the tenors to have auditions for NZ Opera. So they didn't have to go through the whole rigmarole. They came here as part of the legacy choir, and now they're going to have an audition for NZ Opera, who have been amazing, as have been Creative New Zealand,
Yes.
PNN, Clear Point, all the sponsors and who made this possible. Because without them, the arts is tough, but without their help, it would be much tougher.
The support and actually putting, being able to put these show to showcase these shows and put them together.
Silinga, Ben, final message to our communities watching and listening to come along. I'll be surprised if there's any more tickets, but if there are, let us know. What can our audiences expect this Sunday?
To be uplifted, actually, to be inspired, and to hear the maturity of these voices after years of some of us being away for quite some time now, and to come back. They always say, like, a bottle of red wine tastes better as it matures.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with the wine and everything else that you said there. Yes, just come to be moved, hear our stories, to follow your dreams, to realize that life is all rainbows, and sometimes it's not all rainbows, but you'll love the music. It's a mix of opera, Pacifica music, original music, some dance from Josefa
Yeah,
Enyeari
no.
from the Pacific
Oh,
Dance.
don't forget my beautiful suit.
And
Oh, we're ordering.
Yue, that's right. And the beautiful custom-made zoot suits by Libby
Libby
Spring.
Spring.
So it's spectacular.
Spectacular indeed. Silinga Sani Muliao Masia Lii and Benjamin Markesi, the OGs. Concert celebration of the original Pasifika opera singers. Te Ahurei Toi o Tāmaki Auckland Arts Festival 2024. This Sunday, the 24th of March at 3 p.m. Shed 10 Queen's Wharf in Auckland. And we have included the link freepresents.com for tickets and more information. Whakatai tele lava, mālo o pito, and all the best for Sunday. God bless. Thank you.
Thank
you.
you.